You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC's Vancouver campus, which is situated on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. It's Thursday at 11 AM, so it's time for horny music. Music with horns in. I'm your host, Stan, and the theme this week is brass rock. You'll figure out what that means in a bit. It's kind of jazz rock, but I focus more on brass. There's some nice sax, though. We're going to start with a track by George Harrison, What Is Life? That was What Is Life by George Harrison from All Things Must Pass, which is a great album. This was the track that I latched upon and then was like, okay, what do I like about this? Let's find out more. Let's find more music that's like this. So today we're diving deep into brass rock. Kind of late 60s starting into the early 70s. It was a mashup genre. Jazz musicians joining rock bands and like soul grooves sneaking into guitar riffs. And full horn sections taking like center stage, which was new at the time. It felt revolutionary, I assume, wasn't there? Rock bands sounding like big bands or funk ensembles was new. It didn't happen. I love it. I think it's great. Instead of backing vocals, you get trumpet solos and saxophone leads, and there's bands from like Blood, Sweat and Tears, which we'll play later, got reached number one. It was popular. To link directly from George Harrison, we're going to go into a Beatles track, Got to Get You Into My Life, which is very kind of a soul track disguised as something else. This has nice horns in it. It's from Revolver. And apparently it is, well, Paul McCartney said, what did Paul McCartney say? Yeah, it's an ode to pot. The song is about marijuana, not a person. This is Got to Get You Into My Life.
I was alone, I took a ride, I didn't know what I would find there. Another road where maybe I could see another kind of mind there. Ooh, and I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you every single day of my life? You didn't run, you lie, you knew I wanted just to hold you. And had you gone, you knew in time we'd meet again, for I had told you. Ooh, you were meant to be near me. Ooh, and I want you to hear me say we'll be together every day. Got to get you in. What can I do, what can I be, when I'm with you I wanna stay there. If I'm true I'll never leave, and if I do I know the way there. Ooh, and I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you every single day of my life.
Moving right on to Chase. Chase had four trumpets and formed in 1970, and the track we'll be playing is Get It On, which was a big breakthrough hit, with some really nice layered trumpet harmonies. It feels really big bandy, and Chase himself played with Woody Herman's orchestra before going full rock. You can definitely hear the orchestral influences. If you try. I haven't heard it for a bit, so I will judge that myself as well. But the band formed in 1970 and unformed in 1974, tragically, because several members died in a plane crash. So we only got a little bit of them, but it's a good bit. This is Get It On by Chase.
Every minute of the day now, girl. on in the morning now. See when the moon shines bright. I said I want to when the time is right now. I need you all through the night now. Lay our feelings out of sight. Get it on in the morning now.
Young and Green.
I'm gonna tell you just what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna make love to you. That's the kind of feeling I just won't quit. I said, come on, girl, now this is it. Get it on in the morning now. Oh, that feeling's gonna be you. Oh, that feeling's gonna be me. It's gonna be just you and me in ecstasy.
That was nice. I almost faded it out for a second to just gush about the horns in the middle of that one. I realized that I said it was quite big bandy, but many people listening might not know. Well, some people listening might not know what a big band is, other than just a large group of musicians. But it's also known as a jazz orchestra. It's specifically like distinct sections of sax, trumpet, trombones, and rhythm. And was like really popular in like the 30s and 40s, but like have there's always going to be big bands. A lot of universities have big bands. They're really cool. I've not played in one. Most of my playing has been very traditional brass band focused, which we'll do an episode on at some point. By the way, you're listening to Horny Music on CITR 101.9 FM with your host Stan, and the theme this week is blooming brass rock. It's brass rock. We started with some George Harrison and some Beatles. If you were paying attention to that last track, Get It On by Chase, you may have noticed that the last lyric was, you got me, no it wasn't, it was Just You and Me by Chicago. And you will now notice that that's the track that we're playing now. I love this track. Chicago has some really, really nice horns in all of this. And all of the songs I've listened to with horns in. This is Just You and Me by Chicago.
So easy when you're beside me.
That is such a good track. The way that the horns follow his vocals really tightly, a couple times during that song, they're like bam, 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 but like, you know, the right notes, is so clean. It feels really nice in my ears. It was written by trombonist James Panko after a fight with his girlfriend. It's kind of soft rocky, but the trombone and the sax are so nice, and I like how they don't overpower the vocals, especially as like a sax is very often a solo, a lead instrument, taking center stage, and those that song's so nice, and the layering in that is perfect. They add to it, but they don't take. The vocals are good too, basically. I know that this show is heavily based upon the premise that I love the sound of brass and sax, but I'm not against vocals. I just often don't listen to lyrics. I think my top song last year was Gorilla by Little Sims, which we've played on the show before. I must have listened to it like 80 times in the year, in over 2024, and I only knew the first quarter of the lyrics because, like, on the train to one of her gigs, or to the gig touring that album, I'd like focused on learning some of the lyrics. It just doesn't go in. It just washes over me. A song could have the most amazing melody and rhythm ever, and the worst lyrics, the most unethical, horrible lyrics, and I just wouldn't even notice. And someone would be like, "Do you know what you're listening to?" And I'm like, "Yeah, this is great." And then I'd have to look at it. It just doesn't go in. although I did hear "Just You and Me" and get it on, but you know, pattern recognition. I was looking for it. This next track is "You Got Me Humming" by Coldblood, which is like Tower of Power style funk fused with like San Fran rock. We've got some Tower of Power later. They're really cool. And this is a cover of the Sam and Dave hit. But the vocals are by Lydia Pence, I think. Yes. And she was a teenager when she joined. And also, I just like cool facts. The horn section included players who would later work with Santana, who I should play some Santana. Anyway, I'll get back to you after this. This is "You Got Me Humming" by Coldblood.
Cold nights high, the hot chills.
This is nice. Some of the tracks we're playing today I haven't heard for a while or found more recently. And I love, or I listen to some of it and save some of it for the studio. That one was good. It's called You Got Me Humming by Cold Blood. I was humming along. Well, I was whistling along. And we will be right back after this short break. Or we'll be right here until I figure out how computers work. More complicated than they look.
Young Agrarians is the largest educational resource network for new and young ecological farmers in Canada, with a long-term goal to stop farm loss and ensure future generations can farm. YA offers farmer-to-farmer programming to grow the next generation of food growers by creating access to community, education, on-farm training, land, business mentorship, and other resources. Join our network by checking out youngagrarians.org. That's YOUNGAGRARIANS.org. Together, let's grow the next generation of viable and ecological farmers on Turtle Island.
Harmonic hooligans, we're gonna be a three little music friends. Every second Thursday at 2 p.m. We're here for Music Time, CITR 101.9.
That's such a clean show promo. I need to get on that and make my own so other people can play it. There's not that many student show promos. What's next? Ah, we have a track by Ballin' Jack. He's ballin'. This is called Found a Child. I'll tell you about it after you've heard it. Found a Child by Ballin' Jack.
Well,
briefly interrupting to say I love samples. Keep an ear out over the next 15 seconds. You can be listening to CITR 101.9 FM, horny music, because it's Thursday, between 11 a.m. and 12. So, 1 minute 47 in that track, just after I interrupted rudely. the bit plays that was sampled in Young MC's Bust the Move, which is also a great track. I didn't know that before I put this track in the record and in the playlist and then did a bit of research about it, but both of those are going straight into my slowly growing playlist, samples and sampled, which is really fun to listen to because you get like direct, often a song has like four or five really good tracks that sampled it, and that's quite fun hearing one song and then what they all did with what lots of people did with that track in different ways. It's really interesting actually. That was Fana Chava, Born Jack, famous because of the sampling. The Seattle bass, so close to Vancouver. It's really nice, like funk guitar and really punchy horn. I like it. They opened for Hendrix, Jimi Hendrix on tour, who apparently appreciated their fusion of rock and brass driven soul, thanks to whoever wrote that copy. Moving on to the sort of gold standard of horn sections, Tower of Power. These guys are the guys. These people are the people. They have kind of mastery over the idea of having a horn section in a band. They're awesome. I think I'm only going to play one of... I'm not sure yet. Maybe I'll play a second one as well, depending on how the time goes. But this is Down to the Nightclub by Tower of Power from their album Bump City.
To the nightclub. To the nightclub.
Down to the Nightclub by Tower of Power. Little bit of mini research while I was listening to that. The band co-founder Doc Kupka, which is a cool name, he plays Barry Sax, which is baritone sax, is still touring with the band after 50 years, or at least whenever this thing that I'm reading was written, it was. I'll double check that afterwards. But the horn section from Tower of Power is like so good. They're so good, and they're so well known for being good. So these guys have played with, recorded with, like Elton John, Santana, and Aerosmith. They be in demand. People like them. I hope you like that. I'd normally try and find tracks from artists that you might know, and tracks you might not have heard. But this next track is a Blood, Sweat, and Tears track from their self-titled album. And it's Spinning Wheel. It's their top track. It's their top track for a reason. It's the one I first heard when I was younger, and liked it. It's in a lot of my playlists, or when I scroll back through my big playlist I kept before I switched to monthlies last year. It's quite early on in the... It's cool seeing the chronology of your music taste change. It got better, surprisingly. I think I remember being really into 80s music when the... soundtrack for Guardians of the Galaxy, like the Awesome Mix Volume 1, came out. I think a lot of people, I must have been like 13 or 14, I can't remember the exact age, but being like, wow, I'm so cool, I'm listening to like 80s music, like I'm so different, I'm not like the other guys that are listening to like the stuff that's coming out now. Dude, the stuff that's coming out now is great. There's always good stuff coming out. And some of those 80s tracks now feel so overplayed, and it's funny that I will have played them like to my parents in the car and being like, have you heard this one? And it's like, Ooh Child or something. And they were like, of course we've heard. I mean, I think they were probably really nice. And we're like, oh no, this is great. Yeah, I've heard this one before. But some of the tracks that I played and was obsessed with, it's funny what you get obsessed with. I'll talk about that a bit more after Spinning Wheel by Blood, Sweat and Tears.
Pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheel all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and show you the colors that are real. Painted pony on the spinning wheel ride. Thank you.
spinning wheel fly.
Music, reggae music. It's tell the whole world, you know. Telepathically and physically and mentally and spiritually, we are telling them to this music, yeah.
So you heard it here at Rocker Show 101.9 FM CITR. Featuring yours truly, George Beard, keeping the reggae music alive on the west coast of Canada. It's all about roots rock, lovers rock, dancehall, reggae music. On CITR Rocker Show, Sunday noon to 3 p.m. each and every Sunday.
Love of Jack.
For over 25 years of doing it nice, warm, and easy. Until next time, such time, keep the faith and spread it gently. Jah bless and Jah guidance. Jah out. Bless out.
Is your mom obsessed with Vicks Vapor Rub?
So is ours.
Are you too obsessed with Vicks Vapor Rub?
So are we.
Tune in to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma, here at CITR 101.9 FM.
A radio show dedicated to Latin awesomeness and culture. Hosted by yours truly, the one and only
DJ Bruja, and the other one and only
DJ D-Rod.
Disclaimer, Viva Peru, El Invento para el Alma, contains a high amount of llama content.
DJ D-Rod and DJ Bruja are not responsible for a newly found llama obsession.
Catch us every other Sunday at 5 p.m. Besitos!
And we're back. You're listening to Horny Music on CITR 101.9 FM. The theme this week is brass rock. We're looking at the 60s and 70s. We're looking at Chicago, Tower of Power, Blood, Sweat and Tears, who we just heard. Heard the track Spinning Wheel. Blood, Sweat and Tears did pretty well with this album. It was their self-titled album. It came out in 69 or 70. And it won the Grammy. It beat out Abbey Road, which at the time apparently was like mixed critically, but retrospectively has been absolutely lauded. But it beat out Abbey Road, which is cool, and won a Grammy for Best Instrumental Arrangement, Spinning Wheel. Apparently it is about the sort of cycles in life that we go through. Not to get too caught up in things. I just like the song. Also, the trumpet solo in there, which was nice. It was recorded as a warm-up, but the producer kept it in, James William Guisio, or however you say that. I also, because it was strongly linked to the sort of psychedelic movement, I like the, it sort of teases throughout the song. It feels, there's a few moments where it's like, oh, we're going to switch into circus music, and it does feel a bit like that, and I like that. I like the tease in there, and then it ends with oh, you're walking through a fair, it sounds like a circus, which is very different from the start. Anyway, those guys did well. I'm sure they put their blood, sweat and tears into that album. some Canadian music next. We've got a band called Lighthouse. They had 13 members, a horn section and string players. And this was their US breakthrough. This is called One Fine Morning. They recorded this in one take.
Yeah, we'll fly.
Just to make sure we've got time for the other tracks I want to play today. You can listen to me and the song at the same time. Canadian band. Their drummer, who has another cool name, Skip Prokop. Found a lighthouse to blend classical jazz and rock. He was cool. It was formed in Toronto. At least that's how my family... Anyway. He met a keyboardist and on a flight to New York, or from New York. And I've lost where the thing I wrote about this thing was. Oh, they also won Juno Awards for Best Canadian Group of the Year in 72, 73, and 74. And that's a nice track. There's nice speakers in the studio. I had it turned up loud. It has some nice horns in, but it's time for our Trespasser track of the week. The track that doesn't fit the theme. Still got horns in for now. Maybe later on, as the show continues, I'll trespass so hard that we take the brass out. But this is another, it's a Kokoroko track. I played some Kokoroko earlier in the year. I saw them live in Vancouver last semester. And this came out, when did this come out? This came out 14 days ago. This came out 2 weeks ago. So we're recent. I think it's a single off of their upcoming album. And this is Sweetie by Kokoroko. A nice track. I'm going to be listening to this as the summer rolls in. Album comes out in 77 days. Keep an eye out. I really like everything Kokoroko puts out. There's another song called, I think, Five Piece Suit that they released a while ago that apparently is on this album. I just checked. Too. But I've pre-saved this on Spotify. Do it if you want. This is a nice track. We're going to move forwards. We're nearing the end of the show. I'm going to squeeze in one and a half more tracks, but I just really want to play the start of the final track. But before that, this is Vehicle by the Ides of March. Mm-hmm.
outside my car. I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. You got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. Well, if you want to be a movie star, I can take you to a Hollywood. But if you want to stay just like you are, you know I think you really should. I'm your vehicle, baby. And you know I love you. Oh, you know I do. Inside my car, I got pictures, candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, babe, I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman, but now I'm sure you know that I love you,
love you.
I need you,
need you.
I want you, I got to have you. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. And I'm your vehicle, babe.
That was Vehicle by the Ides of March. The guy that wrote that went on to write Eye of the Tiger. That's kind of their one-hit wonder. But it's a banger. It's one of the most sampled and quoted brass hooks in rock. That's almost it for the week, for this show. Thank you so much for listening. This has been Horny Music with your host, Stan, on CITR 101.9 FM. Tune in next week. We're going to be back with some more great tunes. But for now, just squeezing this in, the start of 25 or 6 to 4 by Chicago. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed, and I'll see you next week.
Sitting